Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace. And you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Oh my! In the chat room, Megyn Kelly is to interview Alex Jones next week. I'd like to get that interview and play it on this show. Oh boy, that should be a good one. That should be a real good one right there. Megyn Kelly interviewing Alex Jones. We know Donald Trump set Megyn Kelly straight. That's why she got kicked off of Fox. Oh, boy. All right. Hey, one thing real quick before I begin. North Carolina, guess what? You actually made more money this year by not having the basketball tournament. So NCAA or NCAA basketball tournament, whatever the hell you call yourselves, that goes on in Greensboro, North Carolina, my city where I broadcast from, they rejected to come here because North Carolina passed a bathroom law that says you must be a man if you want to use a men's room, and you must be a woman if you're going to use a woman's room. And if you're not, you're going to be arrested, and it's a felony. That was the HB2 or whatever the hell law they named it. It was a law, and of course they repealed it because North Carolina was going to lose so much money because everyone was pulling out of North Carolina because we're so hateful in North Carolina because we don't respect the LGBTQ community or whatever the hell they call themselves. They don't deserve any respect. Okay? There's only two genders in this world. There's not 96. All right? I forget the last number. I think it was 96, they're saying. There's 96 genders now in the world today. No, there's only two. It's called man and woman. Okay? There's no such thing. I'm gay, and that's a gender. I'm a dog lover, and that's a gender. I want to sleep with horses, and that's a gender. No. Okay? That's absolutely disgusting. Hey, look, you can do whatever you want in the privacy of your own home, but when you start parading it down up and down the streets and forcing it down our throat and changing policy according to the state laws and stuff, then we've got to draw the line. All right? I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're queer. I don't care if you want to sleep with a dog. I don't care. I don't care what you want to do. That's your decision, okay? You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But the fact of the matter is, there's a right way and there's a wrong way of living. It's a fact. There's a positive, there's a negative to everything. If you are a faggot, that's what you are, a faggot. Okay? It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. All right? That's a fact. And remember, America is the only place where a poor black boy can grow up to be a rich white woman. And I'm talking about Michael Jackson. I always like to use that. I read that in a book one time. Michael Jackson, what a freak of nature he turned into be. Such a talented young man, he turned into be a freak of nature, and then he killed himself. You know? What a shame. That's because society allowed him to do it. Because it's okay to be different. It's okay. We're all one. It's okay to look like, it's okay to implant horns on your head. It's okay to stretch your earlobes out 10 feet. You ever see these people walking around with their earlobes stretched out in circles, hanging? You ever see that? People are like, oh, wow, did that hurt? No, how about, oh, wow, are you stupid? You know? I mean, I asked somebody that, are you stupid or something? I mean, what, you like that? You like ripping your earlobes out to make it, you know, with a hole in it? I mean, what? That's because what? That's what everyone else tells you you should do? That's what MTV tells you you should do? Come on, get a grip. And I see I got a couple callers already on the line, and one of them, I believe, is going to be a controversial call, I believe, already. So just let me finish my introduction, and I will get to the first one. And that's area code 206. We'll get to you first. All right, and then I can always call Dr. Ventura for background here. He's available tonight if I have to, if no one else is going to jump in. All right. But like I said, you know, all this about Donald Trump is just ridiculous also. He tweets something and, you know, and it's a big conspiracy. And, And this thing there with Kathy Lee, who has Donald Trump's head being chopped off, you know, that's absolutely disgusting. That woman should be arrested for treason or contempt of Constitution, something. There's got to be a charge out there. You should not be able to threaten the president of the United States like that. That is a death threat. Chopping its head off, his head off, putting it on a stick. And then you got the liberal media. What about when Ted Nugent said, suck on my machine gun at the White House, and he was invited to the White House, blah, 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 blah. They always got something, these liberals, these liberal snowflakes. They always got, you know, they have no standing whatsoever. These liberals and these progressive snowflakes have no standing whatsoever. Okay? And if you want to get into the abortion conversation tonight, we can get there too. Abortion, I surely hope Donald Trump really does sign an executive order or we reverse Roe versus Wade. Because abortion needs to be outlawed again. It needs to be against the law. You are murdering a child. Ah, it's okay to murder babies, right? Because a woman gets to do what she wants with her body. Well, I'm a man. I get to do what I want with my body so I can kill homosexuals. I mean, what kind of common sense does that make? You're killing a baby. When you're a woman having an abortion, you're killing a baby. I forget, what is it, 8 weeks or as little as 4 weeks? It has a heartbeat. You're killing a heartbeat. You're killing a life. No, you do not have a choice to do what you want with your body when it incurs another life. And you are a woman, okay? And you are given a life inside of you living to give birth. And that means, I mean, we can get into this all night long, the abortion debate. But the fact of the matter is, it needs to be outlawed. Again, this is our time, folks. This is our chance. We've got a president in the White House who don't give a damn about the Illuminati and the Freemasons. He says what he wants. He does what he's got, he thinks is right, and he is an American, and he knows what's right for America. Donald Trump has a chance to be the next JFK, except being a Republican, okay? They can't kill him. They can't. Everyone's got a cell phone nowadays. This isn't 1963 or 1965. You can't go around killing presidents anymore because we're going to catch you. Everybody's got a camera on their forehead now. You're not going to get away with it. All right? So Donald, you know, all they could do is do what they're doing. If the media keeps attacking him, guess what? He's not going anywhere. And I want to say one more thing before I get to the callers. He's going to win again. Okay? He's going to get another 4 years in office. I assure you of that. He will get it because we, the people, the Republic, are sick and tired of you liberal snowflakes, you progressive scumbags. If you hate America so much, get the hell out. We're sick and tired of you. Tired of it. We're tired of it. And this is a lawful way of doing things. And you can stomp your feet. And they're not lawful. What do? They're violent. Just look at Berkeley. Berkeley in California. Just look at these liberal retards. These moonbats. Look at them. Burning the flag. Burning down buildings. Beating Trump supporters up. Yeah. Don't worry. We're coming right back at you. And Kathy Griffin, she should be arrested. Arrested and tried, and if she's convicted, hung from the highest tree, if she's convicted. Lawfully, that is. Well, nobody needs to take the law into their own hands. I'm saying she needs to be tried. First, she needs to be arrested, excuse me, then tried, and she needs to be held without bond. Put into a cage. That's what our prison should be used for. People like that. Not people smoking a joint on a street corner. All right? She should be arrested, then tried, and then, if convicted, hung. from the highest tree that grows in America, and every camera could take a picture of it, to detour these liberals, retards. Yes, in the chat room, I understand. Yes, I always endorse a lawful process. Lawful process. And I meant that about the abortion issue also. Murder is murder. There should be a lawful process. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up my introduction. I'm sure I'll have more here to say here later on. And I'm going to open up the phone lines. And I've already got my first caller here already. And everyone else, chip in. By all means, chip in. Or we can call a couple other people here, too, and get them involved. But I just want people to know. And another thing, too, North Korea, we need to turn them into a parking lot. We need to turn North Korea into a parking lot. Hang on, folks. Okay, I just had to get rid of a caller there. Some idiot calling me on my phone, knowing I'm doing a radio show. Oh, all right, connect my first caller. I got to believe this has got to be Tone. Area code 206, is this you, Tone?
Yes, how you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing all right. I'm sure you disagreed with about 90% of what I had to say, but go ahead and carry on.
No, the floor is yours. That is not true. That is not true. I disagreed with about 99.9% of what you said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's even better. Tell me why, Tone. Why? What did I say that offended you?
Well, you didn't offend me. You actually sounded like the person that was offended the whole time. You were the one that was mad, remember? I was just saying
I am. I'm very offended. I'm very offended. You're absolutely correct. I'm offended. You're absolutely correct. But go ahead. Why am I wrong, Tone? Why am I wrong?
Well, this way. I don't necessarily think that you feel that you're wrong or that you feel that you're doing anything bad or saying anything bad. But every week it seems like you're progressively sounding more like a Christian ISIS, where you want to hang people from a tree, you want to install these values that you find. America is about people being free. So, and then you tell the people that are free, if you don't like it, get out. But you're the one that doesn't agree with the laws. You're the one that gets mad about how the media is. You're the one that it seems like you're mad about America. So why don't you take your own advice?
Okay, that's your point? That's all you have to say? Is that your point? I didn't interrupt you. Is that your point?
Well, yeah.
Well, my views are American views. What are you talking about, a media? A media that lies? I've always preached the alternative media is where you get the truth. CNN and Fox News is not the truth, okay? And I believe that our free speech is being torn away and it's being demented and idolized. And, you know, honestly, we look to the TV for truth. And CNN and Fox and all these mainstream media outlets, what are they doing today? Their main thing is to what? Destroy Donald Trump. It's obvious.
I think it's to inform the people.
You think that media today is informing the people of the truth? You really believe that CNN is informing you of the truth?
Correct.
Oh, well. Okay, well, I just don't have an argument towards that. I 100% disagree with you. I don't know how you could see that. Turn on the TV and watch that the media is telling you the truth. Now, what about abortion? You believe abortion should be legal?
Of course, it is legal.
Oh, that's what I meant. I know it is legal right now. I'm saying, it should continue to be legal, you think?
I just told you, yes.
Why? Why would you want to see a baby murdered? You believe in ripping the arms and legs off a baby? You believe in doing that? Pulling a baby out of a mother's womb and ripping its arms and legs off and crushing its skull?
Can I talk now? Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. I believe in abortion, correct. do I believe in what you are talking about, which makes it sound like there's a crucible going on of a child after being born, where they're cutting off the arms, crushing the skulls? These are all fabrications of a what you call true media, where people like me who actually studied these things, just like the Harvard experiment that just came out, where people were saying that that shows that the media is biased. Even Harvard came out. I read the full thing. And in order to understand stuff, you have to have a media. That's why our founding fathers put in that First Amendment. And you want to talk about a First Amendment being violated, you're absolutely right. Right now, the way that the reason why media is in our government right now, and the reason why it's our first Amendment, is so that the people can be informed. Because governments who try to control the media, that's called propaganda. And that's where you can't get the truth. So instead of taking out that First Amendment, you got genius Trump, who's never been in an office before, who turns around and calls it fake media. And people like you who don't understand how media actually works or studied it, you just go along with anything that he says. And just like he said, he could shoot somebody in the middle of the street and people would agree with him. And you're just proving that, I believe. But go on, brother.
Well, Tolan, what I'm going to do is the media subject. I'm going to do a show on Sunday about the media, and I'm going to study it. You see, and I'm going to show you how knowledgeable I can become in 3 days about the subject that you're talking about, that you claimed you studied with Harvard. Okay, I'm going to go to those Harvard studies. I'm going to go to Berkeley studies. All right, you said you studied Harvard. That's what you said. You said you studied the media and the First Amendment in journalism. Well, I'm going to go ahead and study.
I read the Harvard study. I did not say I studied at Harvard. No one ever said that.
All right, you read the Harvard study. Very good. Okay. And before I get to my next caller, I want to say, on Sunday, I'm going to read the Harvard study. Can you post it in the chat room or email me or Facebook me this Harvard study? Because I want to debate you on this. I want to read it because I believe your interpretation. I think I've read it before,
I can just tell you where it's at right now. It's every kind of fake media, the real fake media, if you just put in Harvard study, they'll have Harvard study for biased media. They'll have 1,000 different articles that you can study from your point of view, because
okay.
I know that's exactly
okay.
what you're going to do. But then if you want to find it, just go to harvard.edu and just look up the study, and it'll be on there. And you can see the difference between what people write and what it really
is. Back to the abortion issue real quick here. I didn't understand your comeback on that. Can you explain that one more time? You support abortion, but you don't support babies' arms being and legs being ripped off. Is that what you said?
That's the exaggeration that you put on, yes. I didn't say that I like babies' arms.
No, it's not an exaggeration, Tone. Planned Parenthood, we did shows on this, actually. Planned Parenthood has been caught on video selling baby parts. They've been caught on video. We've done shows on this. Are you telling me that that's not true?
You've done shows on a lot. True, just because you do a show on it. No, that is not true. No, I don't believe it. And if some people from sick people that would actually sell body parts, I would love for you to provide the evidence. And I'm not talking about some random website. I mean, an actual part where the police did an investigation, where our government got involved, or something like that. Because no matter what, the sale of any kind of human parts is illegal. Go on.
Well, or tell me something. Planned Parenthood only performs 5% of Planned Parenthood prenatal care. So what do the others do? Can you answer that question?
No, how would I be able to answer that? I never studied it. This is something that you might have read or studied on.
But you support abortion, Tone. You support abortion.
Up
to
what point do
you believe?
You support the Bible, but none of it makes sense compared to the facts of the real world.
Well, the Bible makes a lot of sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to you. And you cannot prove that it doesn't make any sense. You cannot prove it doesn't make any sense, and we can prove it makes sense. It makes plenty of sense to me. It's sixth grade English.
Wait,
if you don't understand it, I apologize.
Let's just go there then. You said you can prove that the Bible – could you prove that there's a God?
Of course I can prove there's a God.
Good. You know what, Joseph? Congratulations. You just won every single award across the whole Pulitzer Prize.
Thank you.
Any kind of award that you can think of. Tell me how you can prove that there's a God. I would love to hear this one.
You'd love to hear this one. Okay. How can I prove there's a God? Have you ever heard of people who have died and gone to heaven and come back and given firsthand testimony? Are you calling those people liars?
Yes.
Are they all liars? Are they nuts? They're nuts. They just made these stories up to become popular or just to hear themselves talk? I myself died almost.
There's also people from Hindu faith that said that they went up and they met their gods. So are you calling them liars?
Never read a story of that, Tone. Can you give any reference to that? I've never read a story about that. Never.
I've never seen a movie
about that.
Well, you're not Hindu, are you?
No, I'm not, but I've studied religion. I've studied theology. Tone, I have a bachelor's in theology, actually. And I can get Dr. Ventura on here if you'd like, and we can talk about religion all night. But I've got another caller here, Tone, so let's give him the respect. We'll get back to this conversation. I want to give everyone their respect, like I'm giving you. I didn't interrupt you when you talked and gave your points. Just let me get to another caller, and we'll get back to what you and I are talking about, okay? Go ahead, caller.
Okay,
private number. Private number. Go ahead. Private number. I think this might be Mike out in Wisconsin, one of my supporters. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, or is this Black Jesus? Somebody. Hello? You're unmuted.
This is
private
Mike.
Number. You're
sorry.
Okay, all right. Well, come on. Here you go. You're live. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Then my fault, Joe. I had mute on.
That's okay.
You know, okay. I know, you know, the topic you're talking about is, pretty back and forth. But what I want to say is, you know, this Kathy Griffin holding up a bloodied, cut-off head of our leader. Now, what would happen if that was Obama? Do you think they would just be saying, oh, let's laugh at that, you know? I mean, they're only getting a little bit of splashback on it because, you know, the alternate media won't let go. And they shouldn't, because it's definitely 1,000% wrong. I mean, especially.
I'm glad you agree with that, Tone. And Mike, you're absolutely right. Holding up any president's head bloody, whether it be Obama. If it was Obama, I'd be pissed off at that too. If it was Tone's head being hung up, I'd be pissed off at that. You know, the fact of the matter is,
I wouldn't. As long as if it's our president, absolutely. It is freedom of speech and fine, whatever. But I think it's really bad taste. It's stupid. It was ridiculous. And you know what? Good for her. She got exposed. I didn't think she was funny in the first place, so I'm glad she's off. She'll never have a career again.
Yeah, I agree with you. She was never funny in the first place. I agree with you. That I can agree with you. But go ahead, Mike. Continue on with your points because I got to get back with Tone on some other subjects here. So go ahead.
Look at the damage she's done, especially to, you know, Donald Trump's son, who saw this. I mean, you know, he might not be devastated to, you know, the point where, you know, he can't function or anything. But, you know, seeing that, you know, is upsetting to any child, you know. Hey, he's only 11.
Well, you're right, Mike. Imagine that, you being a 10-year-old child and looking at your father with his head chopped off on a bloody stake. Come on. I mean, let's not even talk about the president. Let's just talk about whether or not if you're the poorest person in the United States. That's disgusting, man. It's a crime, actually. And Tom, I disagree with you on that point. It's not freedom of expression. It's not.
Yes,
how far does freedom of speech or expression go? You can't yell fire in a movie theater. We all agree about that. You can't say, I got this guy dead on a stick. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I can tell you how it is. I mean, if you just asked me the question, I can tell you. Yelling fire in a movie theater causes panic. When somebody does it in a comical sense, that's the reason why comedy is what it's called off-limits. You can't go up to somebody one-on-one and do a comedy show about how black people are bad, because then you're causing a situation, you're causing a controversy between one or two people. But that's the reason why comedians could go out in front of a group of people and say the exact same thing, and it's not considered hateful, because the freedom of speech can also be done in a comical sense, no matter how bad the taste is. And her bad taste was completely out there. Even CNN, who you don't like, and I don't really, I think they report decent media, but they're not my biggest fucking, I don't support them by any way, or MSNBC. I don't really care for the media. But at the same time, even they jumped on that bad wagon, and they were like, you know what? It might be freedom of speech, but let me tell you something. In our company, it won't be tolerated. You're out. And that was a great choice, and I think it was well done. And I think the whole country agrees. I don't think anybody disagrees about what Kathy Griffin did. There might be a few extremist progressives, but for the most part, I think Mike's pretty right. How does his son feel? That's a crappy situation. But,
well, you're right, and I agree with you 100% on that tone and that point. But, Mike, go ahead, continue on, finish your points. I don't know if you got some other points about the introduction or what Tone and I are going back and forth about. But and I'd like other callers to press number one and jump on board here. Otherwise, I may get Dr. Peter Venturia here on this theological discussion here again, and we'll get into the Bible discussion if we have to.
Dude,
but I'd
honestly,
like other callers to talk
Joseph,
about some of the other things.
I respect you, Joseph, honestly. But to me, arguing with Dr. Ventura, I don't respect him as a doctor because he never went to a credible school. I think he's a nice man. But you know what?
Well, yes, he did. He did go to a credible school. He did go to a credible school. He did. I'll witness that. I'll put my foot down on that and say yes,
Joseph,
he did.
Joseph, just respect my wishes. I mean, I'm telling you right now, when I debate with somebody, it's like talking to a brick wall, somebody that's not properly educated, where they don't comprehend what I'm saying, and I give a valid point, and all they bring up is a book that's 2,000 years old. There's no debate in that. It's me giving justification for his education when I debate somebody like that, and for me, it's honestly a waste of time because, I mean, I think he's a nice man. I don't think he's bad in any way, and I do think he's smart, but I don't think he's properly educated now.
So would it be better if he brought up a book that was 20 years old that you could verify? Would that be better?
No.
I mean,
No.
So how do we reference our studies? How do we study history, Tone? Please educate me. How do we study history? What do we do?
We just make it up as we go along? Who said that, Joseph? Why do you have to do those underhanded comments when you ask me a question, trying to give me that's my viewpoint? If you want to hear my viewpoint, want to understand something, I'll tell you.
Okay, go ahead. Very smart, Tone. I'll give you, you're a little educated to pick up on that. That's called psychology in a way. But go ahead. That's
psychology
101. Very simple. But go ahead. I can hit you with a. I can go further if you want, but I'm going to turn off a lot of callers. You want me to really talk educated? You want me to talk in 9-letter words? I can do that too, but we're not going to go there.
Yeah,
so
it doesn't really. Yeah, do it. I don't care as long as it makes sense and you can actually articulate your point.
It won't make any sense to anybody. Hang on, Tone. Keep talking. I'm going to try to get Dr. Ventura. Well, actually, just pause for 30 seconds. Let me try to get him on. Because you made some points here, and hopefully he'll answer. Let's get him on. I don't have any other callers. Hey, Dr. Peter Ventura, how you doing? We got an interesting program tonight. Hopefully you got a few minutes here. Tone says that, you know, every time you two speak, I made a big introduction tonight. I'm sorry you missed it, but I got a bunch of people in the chat room, and we're talking about what Kathy Lee Gifford did holding up Trump's head.
I gotta
let Peter know what's going on first, okay? And Tone makes a comment.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Tone. Go ahead. Since you were so smart, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, Ventura? How you doing?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Oh, good. Let me explain what the situation is. I told him that I don't like arguing with you or talking to you because what you refer to is a 2,000-year-old book, which would be the Bible. When I bring up something about facts nowadays, Joseph then turned around and I said, that's the reason why I don't want to talk to you today. Joseph says, well, how do we find out less than 20 years old? Before I can explain how you properly find out facts, he called you up and he wanted to go over the whole recap of the show, and that's why I explained it to you this way. Here we are now.
All right. How's the weather out there?
Not bad. How about you, brother?
All right. I'm up in Terryville, Connecticut. I got to be honest with you. If I move 1 foot either way, we're going to get disconnected. There is no reception here at all. I have one bar.
That's okay. That's okay.
No problem, brother.
We can hear you fine right now. We can hear you loud and clear. But the bundle of Peter, we go through this all the time. Hang on. We go through this argument all the time. It's a 2,000-year-old book, and men wrote that book, and how do we know it's true? Blah, blah, blah. And here we go again. So go ahead and explain this to Tone one more time.
Well, we historically through the manuscripts, the manuscript evidence. That's where you start. What is manuscript? You know, what is the manuscript evidence? And the evidence is that there's 5,420 manuscripts extant today that line up with the Syrian manuscripts within the King James Version Bible, Textus Receptus manuscript. And you look at Pliny Secundus and Livy and some of the Gallic Wars and those books, and Homer's Odyssey and those things. And you look at the date of those manuscripts to the originals, and the closest most of those are is 600 to 700 years, and most of them are copies. Some are even 1,300 years to the original. So, but the Ryland Papyrus, which is a fragment of the Book of John, is dated at about 50 A.D. in somewhere in that area, and then you get into 75, 100, 125. You're talking full manuscripts. So there is evidence. There is more evidence for Bible and the manuscripts than there is for most of the secular materials in the world. And so that's part of the evidence. And then you go to the eyewitness accounts. What are the eyewitness accounts? You know, guys like Josephus, who were Jewish historians, who didn't even, they weren't Christians. They were Jews, but they record history of Jesus Christ. And so that's how we know. We know the patristic quotes in the first two centuries alone, quoted by the church fathers. There were, Dean Bergeon took and he cataloged 85,000 quotes of the Bible, the manuscripts, which equals to exactly what we have in the King James Version today. You could almost write the King James Version from their quotes. So there's evidence, and it's not that we're just following a blind faith.
And Dr. Vertero, one real quick before Tone can answer that question, abortion. We're talking about abortion. Tone believes abortion is it's a woman's right to choose. Wait a second, Tone. You said abortion, it's the woman's right to choose whether or not a baby should live or die. Now, he doesn't believe that late-term abortions actually exist or happen, but we have evidence and video, actually, that it does. But why is abortion wrong, Dr. Vertero?
At least that.
In a moral way.
Well, I think for several reasons. First of all, he's right. A woman does have the right to choose. She has a right to choose. We all have a right to God's given us free will to make choices. I have a right to murder somebody or not to. I have a right to steal or not to steal. I have that's my choice. I suffer the consequence for that. Merely because we have liberty. See, there's a misunderstanding about liberty. Merely because we have liberty. Liberty doesn't mean we do whatever we want. Liberty means we have the liberty to do what's right, what's correct, and what's moral in life.
And so, I agree with you on that one, Doctor.
Yes. Yes.
No,
a woman does have
Excuse me. Hang on. Before you finish asking, I want someone in the chat room, just real quick. They want to know who King James was. So after you answer this question, I got to pay. They want to know who was King James. Okay? So go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tone, hang on. We'll get to you, too. Calm down here. Go ahead, Dr.
And so what we have is just because merely the laws of society say that something's correct doesn't make it more correct. Murder's murder, whether you're killing a baby in a womb or you're killing it somewhere else. You know, we have free will. Hey, we can choose to commit suicide if we want. Is that in the eyes of a moral God, is it correct? You know, is committing murder correct? And so, and there's a difference between murder and, you know, killing in war, where you're in a defensive posture. But the other question, who was King James? King James was the person who was in authority at the time. That King James translated nothing. He had no influence on the translation. What he did was he called for the assembly of a number of translators who did the translation. Some people say that King James, some people accuse King James and say that he was effeminate, that he was a homosexual. But the person who made that accusation against him, somebody that he had cast out of the king's court, and then they didn't bring up that kind of an accusation until after he was passed away. He was dead. He couldn't even defend that. And so it's widely rejected. I don't know
Tone,
if that helps at all.
Floor is back to you, Tone. Floor is back to you. Uninterrupted, refute what Dr. Ventura said. Because you don't believe he's a doctor also. You don't believe he's a doctor because he never graduated from an accredited school. You also made that comment also.
Yes, I did.
So.
Joseph, let me talk again with the underhanded red herring comment. Let me talk instead of having to interject something right before I speak. Okay,
yeah.
Look, this is what I'm going to say about the manuscripts. I do believe that there's tons of manuscripts from the time of Christ to now. And those were written by the original Orthodox and Catholic Church, Syrian churches. So in order to gain those as evidence, you'd have to agree with those churches, which you don't. You're against those churches, if you don't mind me saying. And not against them, but you don't believe the same views. Second off, the King James Version was written. I want you guys to think about this. Our thing from A.D. is judging the time from when Christ died to now. That book was written 1,611 years after Christ died in another language that was not the same language as the time of Christ, which is English, which we consider modern English nowadays. It's still considered modern English. But that book now, people read that and they take word for word that they could understand that book. That book, the way it's written by, if you don't mind me quoting Dr. Scott Hahn, he said that book written in English is in black and white, where the book written in Greek is in full color. There's no way that somebody can actually understand the book. And I disagree with Dr. Ventura that King James didn't have anything to do with it. What was added into that book was, you shall not suffer a witch to live, which caused what we know as today, the Salem witch trials, the burnings, the killings, in the name of God, because somebody wanted to change something. And that's the problem with the Bible. Everybody can read it. Everybody can interpret it for what it means to them. And what happens is it causes wars and disagreements like we have. Now, Dr. Ventura, after a lot of bad things that I've said about him, he still acts like a man. He acts like a Christian. Yes, I give him credit. Give him a ton of credit. He does act like a Christian. He does act like a good man. And I think that people should look up to him in a way that have a good view on the world. On the other hand, I do not believe that his views on the Bible are exactly right. I don't think anybody's is, because nobody can actually interpret a book from 2,000 years ago that was written to somebody else and in different ways and interpret it today. That's all I have to say about that. Oh, and by the way, late term abortion, I never said that I don't believe that exists. Of course I know that exists. There's even the latest term abortion ever, which is called a C-section. And those are okay, though. But we shouldn't do what God – we should allow a woman, I guess, to die with a baby inside of her stomach, because that's what God had her do at that time. Of course not. We use science now. We use science. And if anybody gets sick today, they're not going to be praying for them to heal and only prayer. They would be going to a doctor with medical human body a lot better than somebody like Joseph Gibson. Thank you.
All right, Tony, you got your little dig in there. Very good. Dr. Ventura, answer that, and I'll get to the next caller. Go ahead.
Well, I think a lot of things Tony says is correct. I think he's entitled to his opinion. I think that to say that being translated from one language to the other, it loses something. Well, we know that Paul spoke in Hebrew, and the apostles recorded it in Greek when he spoke to the king. Agrippa. So
So, you know, there's that. But I say the book is a spiritual book. It's inspired by God, and it's Holy Spirit it takes to understand. And even Paul, and what Tom was saying about physicians, is true. We do use modern science today. God has gifted us with that. In fact, Paul had a physician with him all the time. He had Luke. Luke was with him, and Luke was a physician. And so, and he told Timothy to, you know, drink wine for his infirmities, for his stomach, Paul told him. And so we do use doctors, and we do use physicians. The taking of life, we have to consider that, whether that's really actually killing. And think about a list that was written, that's in the Torah, that's the Jewish Bible. And by the way, the Jewish Bible changed. It's exactly the same way it is in the King James Version Bible, the Torah, the five books of Moses. And that's where you'll find in the five books of Moses, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. It isn't something that King James added. It was something that was translated from the Hebrew.
All right. Dr. Ventura, hang on real quick. Before I get to my next caller here, who may bring up a whole different new argument, who believes that, you know, a different and this gentleman's going to bring up a whole different subject here. Background noise, people. I don't know who it is. I only got two callers on the line, so somebody, please. Whoever it is, knock it off, please. I got three callers on the line, actually. Just mute yourself if you can, then, because I got to get to another caller here. But to wrap up my, because it is my show, and I just want to say something real quick here, and you can get a rebuttal on this at the end of the program if you want. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to go over all 10 reasons why I believe it's wrong to take the life of an unborn child. You know, I'm going to say, number one, God commanded, thou shalt not murder. And that's in Exodus 20:13. When the Bible speaks of killing that is justifiable, it generally has in mind God's sharing of some of his rights with the civil authority. When the state acts in its capacity as God's ordained preserver of justice and peace, it has the right to bear the sword, as Romans 13:1-7 teaches. This right of the state is always to be exercised to punish evil, never to attack the innocent, Romans 13:14, okay? And before I carry on here and get to the next caller, aborting unborn humans falls under the repeated biblical ban against shedding innocent blood, in case people have never read the Bible. And if you don't believe the Bible, then this don't pertain to you. But if you do read the Bible and you believe it, here's your answer. The phrase innocent blood occurs about 20 times in the Bible. Okay, folks? The context, it is always one of the condemning those who shed this blood or warning people not to shed it. Innocent blood includes the blood of children. Psalms 106:38. Jeremiah puts it into a context with refugees and widows and orphans. Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness and deliver from the hand of the oppressor, him who has been robbed, and do no wrong or violence to the alien, the fatherless, and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. Surely the blood of the unborn is innocent as any blood that flows in the world. And you cannot deny that. A baby is innocent. It's done no wrong. Okay? And just one more real thing, real quick before I get to the next caller. And like I said, if you don't believe in the Bible, then this don't pertain to you. You can laugh at it all you want. It is a sin of presumption to justify abortion by taking comfort in the fact that all these little children will go to heaven or even be given full adult life in the resurrection. This is a wonderful hope when the heart is broken with penance and seeking forgiveness. But it is evil to justify killing by the happy outcome of eternity for the one killed. This same justification should be used to justify killing one-year-olds or any heaven-bound believer for that matter. The Bible asks the question, shall we sin that grace may be abound? Romans 6:1. And shall we do evil that good may come? Romans 3:8. In both cases, the answer is resounding no. It is presumption to step into God's place and try to make the assignments to heaven or hell. Our duty is to obey God, not to play God. Remember that. If you're a woman and you're pregnant and you become pregnant, okay, it is not your duty to play God. No matter how uncomfortable the situation you may feel you are in at that time. Okay? And I'm going to leave it at that right there on the abortion issue. And you can rebut this at the end of the program if you want, and I will get to you. Now, I've got another caller here, and anyone else can jump in. Press 1. I don't screen callers. I don't ask what you want to talk about. For all I know, the next caller can tell me, go tell me F off, and I'm going to have to hang up on him. I don't know. But I'm going to give the next caller 2 minutes before I go to the next caller. All right? These are powerful subjects we're talking about. And we do have about 45 callers on the line right now. And about 6 that want to get in. So here's my next caller, area code 302. Go ahead. Area code 302. Go ahead. How you doing tonight?
Joe Gibson. This is Mandela Connor of the Real Black and Green in 2017. How many minutes I got, Joe?
You can take a couple minutes. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 3 minutes. Say what you've got to say, whatever you want to say, okay?
All right. As it relates to kill or be killed, pro-life, pro-choice, every one of you, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, you're wrong as two left shoes, especially you, black Jesus minister, and Tyrone Thompson, the worst communication sector on the planet. Tyrone. I'm going to tie this up with Joe Gibson. And I told you, I caught you at the right place at the right time to bring in Live and Let Live in One Love based on your discussion, Joe Gibson, and the anti-people discussion that's always had in TRS, Talk Real Stupid. Now, I'm going to put this
Talk Real Stupid. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I like that. Talk Real Stupid. I like that. You get an extra minute
yes.
for that. Go ahead.
listen, I'm in crisis hardship in the state of emergency. My mother is no longer here. My mother and my children have just been diagnosed with cancer, and I just lost my daughter, Wednesday. We're going to bury her on Tuesday. Out of my 5 daughters.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. This is a great thing because I had the most evilest interaction in TRS against my mother and my daughter. Even one guy named Howard said that he wanted to have sex with my daughter and want my mother to be sodomized in the behind on Talk Real Stupid. But I would never have that discussion in any other sector on the planet. I would never have that discussion anywhere on the planet.
That's disgusting. I can't shut up on this. That's disgusting. Shame on him.
The only reason was to try to bait me into a destructive verbal, mental, and physical engagement. But I couldn't fall for the ploy because I know what it's really about. It's the people's revolution. And there are people with the Confederate flag who fought for a revolution, or the people with the red, white, and blue who fought against England for a revolution. But today, in the red, black, and green, very few people are ready to wage the price as the Valley of Decision. So we look at the Valley of Decision now. If we fought for the Confederate flag and say that that's bad, and then everybody else joined the red, white, and blue. And we see what the red, white, and blue as the eagle, that's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, going outside this country on behalf of all of us, black, white, gay alike in this country, only 5% of the population. If you lay the map of the world out, black and white people, old, young, gay, straight alike, you'll see that you only represent 5%. Now, if you look at the policies that this country, Uncle Sam, is enforcing and forcing on the rest of the planet, you have to look beyond your pledge of allegiance to God and country. The reason why you have to look at it is because you only represent 5% of the planet Earth. And if it comes to black people, you only represent 0.99% of the people on the planet. Only 0.99% of black people on the planet live in the United States of America. Now, why is that so important? Because we locked up into this thing called race, but there is no race. The only race is to put down the weapons, the arms race.
Keep it quiet. Hang on, sir. Tone, we're going to get back to you, Tone. Any background noise, I'm going to have to mute you, and I don't want to do that, everyone. Please.
Yeah, I didn't. Hey, brother, I didn't say anything, dude. I'm sitting here quiet.
All right. Any noise disrupts the caller, and please, the gentleman has a right to say what he has to say, okay? All right, go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Continue on.
The race. We've been lied to. There's only one race, not an arms race or a race of people. Maggots, flies, ants, rats, and roaches get the most access to Mother Earth's resources. We say we humans and we're smarter than any life forces, but if flowers and trees and birds and the bees don't pay for no water, food, clothing, and shelter, then can't we see the contradiction that we are mentally ill by trying to point the finger at each human who has legs, arms like us, and try to separate it because we don't like the color of the person that we're trying to interact with. That's insanity. That's mental insanity because I know that all life forces from the Creator. Flowers.
All right, one minute, please.
Right on. Rats and roaches, they don't pay a damn thing for food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, and water, and those things that will give them elevation with growth and development for ascension. So we got to evolve past kill or be killed right now. We're in a mental illness because I'm telling you, I can't stand none of y'all, but I would never kill none of y'all. But I know that you will definitely kill me because you don't want to be free. But you don't understand that killing is just a process of life and death. And atoms don't die, A-T-O-M-S. Adam and Eve die, but A-T-O-M-S is energy. And it does not die. You dust to dust, you go back to the earth. Diamonds, gold, silver, and all, everything got to go back to the earth, and it goes back in the universe. So everybody understands that we can't give the proper health care, water, food, clothing, shelter free. I said free. As the Creator designed it for every life force, all of us are wrong, yo. So, you know, I know there's some beautiful things that I'm saying. I know this is something different. I know that this is something that y'all can look past where you look at me because you don't like me. Be like Ray Charles, Jose Feliciano, Stevie Wonder, and Helen Keller, and be blind but have eyes of love for everybody. Be like Stevie Wonder, Jose Feliciano, Helen Keller, and say,
okay,
that,
brother, one person typed into the chat room, I guess this is where Mr. Malachon's hanging out now, and I think that was Shadow Warrior. He typed that in. I guess that's where he's hanging out now. No, and I want a voice on that. No, this is where everyone hangs out now. You want to know why? Because everyone gets a voice on this program. Hey, look, we're not here to all laugh and agree with each other, but I'm not going to tell the man that is someone who's passed away in his family and make fun of him because I know Tyrone Thompson, and those of you who listen to Tyrone Thompson, TRS, should be ashamed of yourself. Because he told me I need to light myself on fire and kill myself. And what kind of radio show host says something stupid like that? You know?
The producer of Talk Real Solutions and Black Jesus, the Trash Jesus Sinister, they are criminals against every black person and white person in this country. And I mean that concretely.
Okay.
You understand me?
Listen, I'm not going to lie, Malachon, I do a show on Black Jesus Ministers Network, and he and I have butted heads a few times. I do a show.
But he's a criminal.
I want you to come on Tuesday night. Hey, Joe, listen to this.
You call him Black Jesus Minister. I call him Class Jesus Minister. Just like white Jesus minister ain't going to save your ass. You understand me?
I'm telling you,
I call black Jesus minister trash Jesus minister because white Jesus minister ain't going to save your ass.
Amen.
Well, we've already debated this black Jesus minister title, and you know what? He can call himself whatever he wants, but we know Jesus, you know, isn't black, isn't white. You know, we've already went over this a million times. So, you know, but he can call him whatever he wants. He can call himself whatever he wants. But I do a show on his network, and I want to tell you something. I will not block you. And if you get blocked off his show on Tuesday night, I'm going to do a show this Tuesday at 7 p.m., okay? And it's called Understanding the Times at 7 p.m. So if you call in, if you get blocked, hey. I will never do a show on his network ever again.
Hey.
How about that, sir?
Tell me this, Joe. Are you on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. Yes, I am.
All right, well, do me a favor. And all those who's listening, friend me
mm-hmm.
at MandelaCon Davis. That's MandelaCon Davis. I'm against Louis Farrakhan and Nelson
uh-huh.
Mandela. MandelaCon Davis on Facebook. Friend me, and we're going to hook up all the communications from what we call BTR. And Joe Gibson's BTR program is the most of freedom, justice, and total independence. I don't care if it's a black host or a white host. You can't say what you say.
Amen.
That you say on Joe Gibson's program. So
well, thank you very much. I appreciate
now.
That. I appreciated you always, and that's why I give you the time. You know what? I don't care. I've gotten criticism. Why you let that guy talk on your show? Well, you know what? He has a right to talk on this show just like anyone
hey,
else
Joe.
Does. You
hey,
know,
Joe,
right?
let me
and
just say
care.
This. Let me say this. We had a genesis, and black and white people had it. Now we're at the revolutionary revelation, so... Some people say, well, everybody ain't supposed to talk a long time. But when it comes to freedom, justice, and total independence and the bloodless revolution, it's like a needle in a haystack. And that person,
yep.
and I'm here to give y'all the power, not me. I don't want y'all to follow me.
Yep.
I don't want no accolades. I don't want you to, I ain't writing no books. I ain't making no DVDs. I ain't going to charge you a goddamn penny. I'm not going to charge you a penny. But when we come together, we're going to get everything we deserve. So listen. We all need each other now, and time is a terrible thing to waste. That's exactly and precisely what I'm saying. Anybody that subtracts,
uh-huh.
take away, and divide the people, they're enemy. Anybody that can add and multiply, figures don't lie,
and
lie don't figure.
Someone's typing in the chat room, a lot of Negroes can dish it out, but they can't take it. You're absolutely right. But this man right here, he'll stand right here, and he'll be honest with you. And this is a, you know, listen, I don't want to know if someone's a black man or a white man, but... You know, I want to say something right now. This man right here, he said it right now. He said it about 2 months ago. He said, "This guy is the only show I can come on. My black brothers won't even let me talk on the show."
and sisters, black brothers. Soon as they see
you,
right. I say, I'm with Marcus Garvey, the red, black, and green that brings total freedom, justice, independence under the people of the locks. That's called Live and Let Live in One Love. Remember Bob Marley and remember Gil Scott Heron? Look all over the world. People with locks, they're not black and they're not all men. All over the world, that's the biggest movement on the planet. And that means Live and Let Live in One Love. That's the Ethiopian revelation. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Those of us who understand what I'm
right.
saying.
Not a clue.
You know what I'm talking about. So ain't no guns
well,
and bombs and bullets going to save
on.
You.
Hang on, brother. Hang on. I want to say something. I know I got Tone on the line. Tone's got a lot to say. He's got a lot of things to say, and I try to give him a voice. But listen.
Come on, Tone.
Anyone else who... Tone. All right. Quiet down, Tone, for a minute, please. Everyone, if press one, you want to get on. You want to get on the program. We talked about everything tonight. Abortion, Donald Trump getting his head posted on a stick, all bloodied. We talked about TRS, and listen, if you're a fan of TRS out there, I want to say, don't pay attention to that program. That program is a racist piece of junk crap program. If you support that program, shame on you. Shame on you. Tyrone Thompson. And listen to this. Hang on. Quiet, everyone in the background. Tyrone Thompson. All right? His real name is Richard, okay? Richard is not who he says he is, all right? And I lost Dr. Peter Venturi. He dropped, so he may have gotten disconnected. But listen, before I wrap up the program here tonight, everybody, I want to give Tone a few minutes to wrap up his closing arguments because I want to give everyone a chance here, but... And I know I got some people in the chat room, and I don't know, Shadow Warrior, thank you for tuning in tonight in the chat room. I am the universe. I know you're neutral on everything, and you do bring knowledge to the chat room. Thank you. And Bridget Pruitt, thank you. BitBanker, thank you. And about eight guests. So you've been listening to us. Thank you so much. Tone, I want to give you, before I get to the, I got a new caller here on the line here. So, Tone, I will give you 3 minutes to wrap up the program, I promise. So don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
425, go ahead. You get your say. You get a couple minutes. Go ahead. What's up?
What's your problem with TRS, racist?
Oh, boy, it's Tone. Oh, here he is. Unbelievable.
Oh,
unbelievable. It is Tone. What is my problem with TRS? Milicon, are you still there?
I'm not Tyrone, racist. What's your problem with TRS, racist?
That's the devil. That's the devil. That's the one. That's the one. That is the one.
Hey. Man, Milicon, you hollering for White Daddy to save you, huh?
That's the one. That's him right there.
That's the one. That one there. The coward. That's the one who talked about my mother and my daughter.
Hang on.
That's the one. He's the one.
Get him, White Daddy.
Hang on, Tone.
Arrest him for me, White Daddy.
How weird is his name? How weird.
All right, listen, 425. What's your problem, brother? I'm not gonna hang up on you. Just tell me what's your problem.
I just asked you a question, racist man. What is your problem with TRS, racist man?
Well, first of all, I'm not a racist. Okay. I don't know why you get that from.
Do you consider calling black people niggers racist? Because that's what you did. We have it on tape. You've played it many times.
Are you the one that is my voice?
Are you stuttering right now? Are you stuttering right now, racist?
The criminal. That's the one.
Hang on.
That man is named
Howard. That's the one.
Yeah, I know. Hang on, everybody. Tone, I'll get to you. Hang on. All right. Are you the individual that edited my voice and called into my show and it made that word go nigger, 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 like 100 times? Are you the one that did that?
No, that wasn't me. I don't know anything about any editing.
Because I can find out, because we've got a lawyer working on it. So
okay,
have your lawyer
work real hard. Are you the white guy that was in prison and you said you joined a white supremacy jailhouse gang and that led to you using...
Are you the black guy who said my mother should be sodomized and you will stick your dick in my daughter? Tone? Or how weird? Aren't you the same guy who told me from TRS that my mother should be sodomized? And that you will take your dick to my daughter.
That's funny.
Your mother should have been sodomized. You never would have existed if she got sodomized, man. She should have been sodomized.
Thank you so much for that testimony. Thank you so much for that testimony. I have no need for you anymore. Thank you. Go ahead, Jesus. Hang yourself.
Hey, Joe. Does he want you to arrest me, Joe, with your white privilege or what?
Hang on. All right, everyone muted. I want to get to this gentleman here. I want to make him look like the idiot he is, okay? Because that's what you are. You're calling me a racist, number one. I'm not going to mute you and hang up on you. I already told you that, all right? Number one. Number two, I don't know why you're scanning the shows and why you're listening to my program, but you're more than welcome to. What is your problem with me? Tell me. You said I'm a white supremacist that joined a gang in prison? Can you clarify that, please?
Okay, first of all, I wouldn't have known your show wasn't on if MandelaCon didn't come into our chat room and said call in. So you need to talk to your black slave about that.
He's not
first
my
of
black
all.
Slave. He's a friend of mine.
Second of all.
All right.
Go ahead. Second of all, you called TRS many times trying to speak. And in the beginning, you were allowed to speak. But when you got found out to be the racist that you are, you got excommunicated. And you felt so bad about it that you wanted to troll the show, then troll the owner of the show, then call all black people nigger, 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 nigger. That's you, bro. You can't hide from that. It's on tape. So you can try And, you know, and then you're on another coon's goddamn platform, Black Jesus. So you can try to run from it all you want, and that's cool. You do what you do over here. But if MandelaCon going to post your show up in our chat and he going to spread lies, they're probably going to be someone that come over here and bang on your racist ass.
Well, you understand so you're threatening that? Me? Is that what you're doing?
You understand that, boy?
Are you
do you understand that, boy? Tell me, do you understand this boy or not?
Can you understand this, boy? Can you understand this, boy?
Tell me, do you understand this boy or not? Come on, Stolen Valor guy. Come on, Stolen Valor guy. Get it out there, Stolen Valor guy. Hurry up.
Let me speak. Let me speak, okay? Let me speak. You're a loser that collects a welfare check, okay? I'm going to get your address. I'm going to post it in every chat room on BTR, okay? I'm going to get your address and your full name because it's all public information, okay? And I'm going to put all your personal information out there on BTR, okay, boy? Okay, boy? Because you're going to be my boy from now on. And you're going to call me and wish and apologize that before I'm done with you, okay? Because I've got $25,000.
Oh, you're
going to
put my information out. You know this is taped. You know this is taped. You're going to put my information out.
It's public information. It's public information. It's public information. Okay? All right.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on.
You're a degenerate. That's what you are. You're a bottom-dwelling degenerate who's calling into my show tonight. Okay? And listen, I've chased many of you away already. All right? What do you want me to recite your first name? Do you want me to recite your last name and your address right now, live, in front of everybody? Do you want me to, Mr. Know-It-All? Okay? And so keep pushing me. And I'm going to tell you right now, many stronger and better than you have tried
yeah,
to
go ahead.
Off Block Talk Radio. All right? Listen, Mr. Area Code 425, let me tell you something. Your time will come. All right.
Go
you
ahead,
will be
racist.
Closed, and you will be turned off Block Talk Radio. I was asked if I wanted to press
go
charges against
ahead,
the
Go ahead, racist. You going to press
Richard
charges
Thompson.
Against TRS?
Yes.
What are you going to press charges against TRS for?
You can't.
What are you
going to
press charges against
over the internet?
Threats?
You can't communicate
what threat?
Threats
what?
Over the internet.
How did? Who threatened you? Give me a threat. What threat did
give you a
did
threat.
TRS give to you? What,
right,
what threat
on.
Did they
I
issue
one
to you?
One person in Connecticut that wants to say something to you right now. You may laugh at this person, but one person wants to say something to you in Connecticut. Like I said, you see, I don't run away and hide and mute you. I let you hang yourself by your own words, so keep talking. But hang on. Area code 203, what do you want to say to these individuals? Go ahead. Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut. You
all of you
go
and jump off a damn bridge. You're all nuts.
All right, Elizabeth Rondo, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate your support. I do. Some others don't want to support me here on this.
You don't seem to have the support that you're wishing for. But, Joe, I do.
I'm going to get another one right now. Private caller. Go ahead. Mike out Wisconsin. What do you got to say to this black racist piece of crap?
Blacks call niggers. Blacks call niggers. One.
That was the private caller, guys. Anyone want to tell these people what's going to happen
sir?
To them real soon? Does anyone want to tell
sir,
them what's going to happen?
Boy?
Because
sir, was
that
was your
voice? It was, and you guys did a good job. You guys did a great job. You guys did a great job editing
a
my
great
voice
job
and
what? editing.
You know what you did. You know what you did. Come on. I'm so impressed. I'm so happy you guys took so much time and taking my voice and editing it and re-editing it and making me look stupid. And
George LaBlanche would have you on his program and you're talking like that. Maybe I need to give him a call.
Maybe
I need to give old George a call.
Isn't Tyrone the guy that lives down in the shore with the convertible? Is this Tyrone that lives down the shore with the convertible? Is this Richard?
I'm gonna give George a call. Hey, I'll call you back after I talk to George.
You drive a convertible, don't you?
Yo.
Don't you drive a convertible?
I'll call you back after I talk to George. We'll see how long your program lasts. We'll see how long your program lasts after I talk to George.
If I may.
Very good.
If I may.
Yeah.
After three and a half years, almost four years.
You're listening to this, and we're gathering his personal information as he speaks. He doesn't know it. Okay,
yes.
but go ahead, sir.
After 3.5 years, 4 years of me with Talk Real Stupid and Tyrone, this individual who says his name is Tone, he might be Howard the Coward, because that's the individual who said on your program, play your program, Joe, back. And he said, my mother, tonight in your program, Joe, she should be sodomized. He also told me, as he harassed my phone lines, when he would not deliver me his phone lines, when I delivered my phone lines to TRS, he said that he wanted to stick his, I'll say the word, D, in my daughter. And he told you that tonight. Now, here's where I got Tyrone Thompson. Tyrone and Black Jesus, Trash Jesus Sinister, here's where I got you. Both of you are anti-indigenous and African people. You are veterans and cops. Veterans and cops can't lead the people's revolution in 2017. And the reason why this guy, who said his name is Tone, is trying to harass you, but as Howard the Coward, he's the pit bull of TRS, and Tyrone has several of them. Some of them are women. They will not be for the people's revolution. And Joe Gibson, I know you are my brother. You are my brother, Joe Gibson. Those beasts, those gurgles, those cretins, they are not my brothers. They may look like me, but they are enemies of the state. They are enemies of the state. Freedom, justice, and total independence comes through Joe Gibson's My Brothers program. I rest her case. I'm the son of the matriarch. The Masonic order and the patriarch is over. I don't care if you got the Bible torn, the Quran. Hebrew is like more Muslim or Christian. The deity is mother. The creator is the uterus and the universe. That is not nice to do with mother earth or mother nature.
Nigger. What? I really get him off. They copied me saying the word nigger during a show, and then what they did
was. But that's
was
a beautiful
is,
thing,
put,
Joe. That's
you know,
a beautiful thing,
it,
Joe.
It is. Because they
a
know
beautiful
they
thing. I'm
gonna
tell you why.
Context.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because
go
most
ahead,
white
sir,
or
ahead.
Black person can't use the root word N. N-I-G-E-R, Niger or Negus, N-E-G-U-S. N-I-G-G-E-R may be a negative connotation, or N-I-G-G-A may be a negative connotation. But most black and white people, 99% of them, they will never say the word Niger, where yellow cake, uranium, and plutonium is only in Niger. Niger. Niger is where yellow cake is produced, that produced all of the climatic explosions from plutonium and uranium. I don't have to go into that. That's the history. But most people who talk at the pulpit, pulpit, telephone, microphone, they say,
hang on, Mandela, because we're getting some new callers in here. I'm trying to give you as much time as possible. And this is the crank caller. He's calling in from a private number. Actually, we got several private numbers calling in right now. So we're going to get to them real quick.
They TRS agents. They won't give you their numbers because they're scared.
They are, well, no, I can still get it. Trust me. And I'm going to – I already gave them one number out that they tried to block. It was 425-293-4013. I've encrypted that number. That number I've encrypted, okay? So I'm giving that to my people, all right? Yeah, all right. And then I'm going to get the others. So you keep trying to block your numbers. That's right. Hang up. Hang up. That's right. Quickly, before I get your number. Because your numbers can be encrypted, okay? But anyway, next private caller. Hello. Go ahead. Private caller, you're live.
MandelaCon is MandelaCon is
that's the guy. His name is Howard the Coward. That's the guy who said evil things against my mother and vicious things against my daughter. That's the guy. That's the guy. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Stop letting him
I got his number. I got his number. I got his number. I copied and pasted it. He can hang up if he wants, but I'm getting his. There he goes. Hang up. Go ahead. You better hang up quick, buddy. You better hang up. I got it. I got it. I got your number. Don't worry.
He's evil for black people.
All right. He's evil for black people. Next. 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 All right. Next. Private caller.
Were you one of those gangs in prison?
Excuse me? Excuse me.
Were you in a prison gang?
Here's Mr. Know-It-All.
Yes,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Know-It-All
yes.
About the gangs in prison.
Okay. Was that like the Aryan Brotherhood or anything like that?
Yes, it was.
Okay, see, I knew that was coming. I knew that. But okay,
I'm being honest. I'm not going to lie to you.
Excuse me?
All right, what he's doing is he's playing back a clip when he interviewed me on his radio show. And what I was trying to explain to him, folks, he's not going to play that part, is that when I was in prison, I worked for the government. There's a book written about my life. It's called Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. I've got nothing to hide, okay? And all gangs in the Connecticut prison system were absorbed. They worked together. The Hispanic gangs and the white gangs worked together. And then the Nation, which was a black gang, and the Brotherhood from Bridgeport, Connecticut, they all signed a peace treaty together, okay? This is why I'm working for the government, folks. Pay attention, all right? They all worked together. All right, against the Hartford, Connecticut gangs. And if you remember in the early 1990s, the Los Solitos, which was a Spanish gang, and the 20 Love, which was a black gang, okay, and the Elm City Boys, which was a black gang, okay, they were against the faction that I was working with at that time. I was working with the Latin Kings, okay, the Aryan Brotherhood. The Aryan Brotherhood made peace with the Latino gangs, and the Latino gangs made peace with the Nation and Brotherhood in Bridgeport, Connecticut. This was a big gang war. This was a big thing going on in the state of Connecticut in the early 1990s. Read my book. There are federal court transcripts in that book that you can read from the federal court. Excuse me. I didn't hear what someone had to say.
I'll see you later, brother.
All right, Tone, welcome. I'm sorry you couldn't finish up the 6 minutes here, but actually, you know what, Tone? You want to take a minute? Go ahead and close out the show. Go ahead. And then go ahead, Tone.
Okay, hey, just to say, this is one of the funniest programs. I love it when it starts turning into drama. Just so much entertainment. Great job. If anybody's going to read the Bible, since we're going back to the Bible just for one sec, okay, the Bible also, look up Leviticus 21. It talks about slavery. It talks about how to treat your slaves, how to pierce their ears.
You're a criminal, Tone. You're a criminal. Red, black, and green. You're a criminal.
Tone, don't pay no attention, Tone.
Red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue. You're a criminal, Tone.
All right. Thank you, private caller. All right, Tone, listen, Thursday we're going to continue on with this. I'm going to start screening numbers. Actually, I'm going to have to because I'm getting too many. But I like these idiots that call in. But, Tone, if you've got to go, I understand. I appreciate you. I appreciate your voice tonight.
Go ahead, Tone.
Go ahead.
Guys,
go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
The
give us respect,
says
folks.
Different things. It says that you're not supposed to touch a dead skin of a pig, which means you can't play football. There's so many different things. If you cherry pick them and start judging people and doing stuff, but the one thing that Christ did say You know, he is free of sin, cast the first stone. Don't worry about what other people do with their bodies. Don't worry about other people. If you guys like the drama between other people and these arguments, that I like. I think it's funny. Anyways, have a great day, guys.
All right. Hey, God bless you, Tone. All right, listen, everyone, back to real quick here. It's posted in the chat room, the link to the book. Hey, if you can't buy a copy, send me a post office box, and I'll send you a copy of the book. But anyway, folks, what that caller was playing there, I'm going to try to reconnect him. Maybe he's still going on about it. Hang on, let's see. Private caller, go ahead. You want to play some more about that interview? Go
Come
ahead.
On. And what you call niggers. And
all
what?
Right, that's what I call. That's a private caller.
Little David.
That's a private caller. Yeah, that's a
Little
private
Dave.
Caller. And that's,
Thank
that's
you
from
for,
my
666. 666, Little David, thank you for the commercial.
Okay, we got him muted. All right, private call, we got you muted. Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting the show to go this way, guys. I really wasn't. I wasn't expecting the show to go this way. I'm going to tell you right now, TRS, you want more with this show? I'm going to tell you right now, what you've done is you violated every blog talk policy there is. We got it documented. We got it documented. All right? We got it documented. And I guess what? TRS, you've been removed once before, I believe. And Tyrone Thompson, a.k.a. Richard, his real name is Richard. And guess what? He's a friend on my Facebook page. So I know he's watching what I'm doing, you know? And Richard, who I think, is it Richard that drives the convertible? Is it him that drives the convertible? I'm not sure. We got to figure that out. But everyone who called in tonight, we're going to post your names in the chat room and your addresses because it's public information. It's public. We're going to get it, okay? And we're going to do our best. And Myrtle Beach. Who lives on Myrtle Beach? Which one of you live on Myrtle Beach? Let's see here. Let's look up their name. Is that Tyrone? See, I'm working two computers right now, so I'm trying to get Tyrone here. Could be Tyrone. We're going to get all his listeners. Balaton, we're going to get all their addresses and their names and their phone numbers, because you got to remember, you're not breaking the law doing that. It's public information. And you need to call them for them to make threats or insult your family. It's disgusting. Disgusting. And they violate Blog Talk policy by doing that. And I'm making friends with some of the people on Blog Talk, higher-ups, and we're going to try to get Tyrone removed. All right? We're going to try to get him removed from Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do our best. It's called certified letters. It's called personal information. It's called clipping shows together. And they can do what they want to do, and they can cry and complain. And don't threaten me, brothers. Don't do it. I live down a 2.5-mile dirt road, okay? I have 3 8-foot fences around my property. I live in 1.2 acres. If you can make it down the dirt road, get through the fence, pass the motion detectors, the cameras will be watching. If you can get through my sealed door, remember, stand your ground laws are very strongly in North Carolina. So if you kick down my door or try to hurt me or my family, you will be in trouble. I advise you not to do that. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. I advise you, Tyrone or any of your crony friends, your gangbanger friends, your cronies that are out there smoking crack one night, driving around because they're losers, they don't have a family, or they've been kicked out of their house because their wives don't want nothing to do with them, or whatever. I don't know what kind of loser lives you live. But when you hang up from TRS and you're frustrated and you think you're going to come try to hurt a white man, I advise you don't come around my dirt road. You'll be in big trouble. You got that? Anyway, we'll be on Thursday, and we're going to do a show about this show. All right? So all you losers are invited back. Hey, listen, man. I'm going to tell you one way or the other. The show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Live In. And we're going to get rid of these blog talk trash. We're going to get rid of them, everybody. Tyrone, you're number one. You're number one. And I see a couple of you muted. Unmute you. I'm going to unmute you. 20 seconds. Go ahead. What do you got to say, loser? You got anything to say?
And
how
black, blacks call niggers, niggers, nigger, 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 nigger.
Yeah. How about you, loser? You got anything to say? I got your number. How about you? You got anything to say, loser? That's what I thought, loser. All right, everybody. Good night. Take care. God bless. Take care. You just heard trash tonight on this radio show. And Mandela, don't worry. You know, don't get upset at this guy doing what they did to you, man. You got a voice on this program. Remember that. It's not about white, black, whatever. I don't care. You got a voice on this program, Mandela. Don't you ever forget that. All right? God bless. Take care. And you need my help, you call me. My phone number is 336-419-7236. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to give out my number. What are you hiding, folks? Call me, Mandela, anytime. Anybody else, call me. Take care. God bless. I'm ending the episode. Tune in Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Understanding the times in which we live in.